Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning this week a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called V'Nikdashti. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in Shabbos Parshas Emor, which was the 13th day of the month of Iyar, which is the anniversary of the passing of the Rebbe's brother of Yisrael, Aryeh Leib, in the year Tavshin Chaf Hei, 52 years ago. The Rebbe went on to certify and edit this Chassidic discourse in honor of Yud Gimel Iyar in the year Tavshin Nun, 32 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is called the Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. I, Hashem says, will sanctify myself amongst the Jewish people. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Mikadishchem, that sanctifies the Jewish people. So the Rebbe brings from the Likutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe, where he has a Chassidic discourse based on this verse of an Ekdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael, and he says that the idea of the Kedusha, the holiness of Hashem, is revealed in the heart of the Jewish people. How does that happen? So we know in Kabbalah there's a term called Milmaila Lamata and Milmata Lamaila. Milmaila Lamata means a gift from Hashem, and Milmata Lamaila means when we do our work. So the Alter Rebbe explains what when the verse says "Benikdashti," Hashem says, "I will sanctify myself b'soich b'nei Yisrael." What does that mean? It's referring to when we do our work with our heart, which means when our heart is on fire to cleave to Hashem, to cleave to the holiness of Hashem. So "Benikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael." How does the sanctification and how does the holiness of Hashem come within us? It comes by our effort. When we're on fire and we want to be close to Hashem, that's how we get sanctified with the holiness of Hashem. Once we do our avodah, like the first part of the verse says, "V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael," when we bring out our inner heart and yearn to Hashem, then ani Hashem mikadishchem, then we get the gift of the holiness of Hashem, which comes l'mayla l'mata, from Hashem down here. In other words, what the verse is saying is, according to the Alter Rebbe, that we do our part, milmata l'mayla, when we cleave to Hashem, and gdashli b'soich b'nei Yisrael, then ani Hashem ekadishchem, Hashem gives us a gift, and He gives us the gift that Hashem dwells within amongst us. Now, the Alter Rebbe continues on to explain as follows, that when Hashem gives us the gift, milmayla l'mata, where Hashem allows Himself to dwell within us, there's two levels the way it works. One is where Hashem gave us the opportunity to bring godliness into our lives through learning Torah. And the second way is when we bring godliness into our lives by doing mitzvahs. Two different ways. Now, what's the difference? Not only technically one is learning Torah and one is doing mitzvahs, but a whole different revelation. When we learn Torah, so what do we draw down? We draw down the godly light. In Hebrew, it's called bipnimius, in an internal level, which also represents the idea of on a spiritual level. So learning Torah draws God down into our intellect, into our emotions, or into our internal aspect of self, into our spiritual self. But if we want to draw down godliness into the materialistic physical world, in the external world, the materialistic world, that happens through doing the mitzvahs. So based on this, Rebbe says, that's why when the prophet Isaiah says, Kadosh, 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 which we say in the prayers as well, but the source is in the prophet Isaiah. So it says three times Kadosh. Why three times Kadosh? The Torah doesn't repeat any words. So the first Kadosh is referring to when we do our part of Milmata L'mayla, cleaving to Hashem. And the second Kadosh is when Hashem brings down the light into this world. And the third is as well. The second and the third represent the idea of what? Of Torah and mitzvahs. So again, just to recap what the Rebbe is saying over here. The Rebbe is bringing from the Alter Rebbe that explains as follows. That when the verse says, "V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael," what is it referring to? When we do our work, when we cleave to Hashem. Ani Hashem ekadishchem, Hashem allows godliness to come down to this world, and it happens through Torah and mitzvahs. And these three levels, when we do our work and bringing down godliness into the world through Torah and mitzvahs, that's represented by the three words, Kadosh, which is brought down in the prophet Isaiah. And he continues on to explain, in the Chassidic discourse, the author continues on to explain that we're going to go deeper, that these three levels of Kadosh is actually three levels. Not only is it referring to Milmata Lamaila, Milmaila Lamata Torah Mitzvah, but it's actually three levels. And he explains as follows. The first level of Kadosh is referring to, we know in the Sfirot, there's 10 Sfirot. The highest Sfirah is called what? Keser. Now, in the Sfirot, the 10 Sfirot, Keser is the highest. When you count Keser, we don't count Das, but the next Sfirah is Chachma. Starting from Chachma, Chachma Bino, or if you count Das or not, and continue on through all the emotional spheres, those are all spheres which are pneumistic spheres, which means we internalize it, we comprehend, we feel, etc. Keser is makif, it hovers over. So the Altruist says, the first Kadosh is referring to Keser, what level of Keser? Keser which is above Chachma. That's the first Kadosh. The second Kadosh is referring to the Keser, the crown, which is on top of Zoh. And then we know that all the spheres are all intertwined. So you have Keser, the highest level of Keser, which is higher than Chachma. Then you have the Keser, which is higher than Zoh. Zoh is referring to six Midos. Zer Ampin, the small face. Chesed Vur Tiferes, Netzachoy Din Yasoid. So the second Keser is referring to the Keser of Zoh. And the third Kadosh is referring to the Keser of what? Of Malchus. So again, just to recap, what the Altar is saying is that the three levels that we said, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 it's referring to three levels in Keser. The first level is Keser, which is on top of Chochma. The second one is Keser, which is on top of Zadi Midois. And the third is referring to Keser on top of Malchus. Now when you say Keser, or now when you say Kadosh, 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 you know what it's referring to. The first one, you're connecting to Kadosh, which is on top of Chachma, the highest level of Keser. And then the second Kadosh is referring to Keser, which is on top of Zoh, the six Midos. And the third Kadosh is referring to what? Keser, which is on top of Malchus. Now what does this mean? So everyone's going to explain it based on what it's known, that generally when we say the term Kadosh, what does Kadosh mean? Holy. What does it mean on a spiritual level? So holy refers to the Oyer HaSoivev, the light that's not in a premius, that's not in a premius, but it's all called Soivev. It's makif, it hovers over. What's the connection with Kadosh and Oyer HaSoivev? Because Soivev means it hovers over. In other words, in Hebrew, it's called as Kadosh, it's holy, and it's Muvdal, and it's, so to speak, disconnected, it's above the level of Hishtalshalos. Hishtalshalos, where there's a flow from one thing to the next, all the spheres, starting from Chachma, Bina, Das, those are internal levels, and then you have something which hovers over. So, in other words, Kadosh is referring to the Oyer HaSoivev. Now, so since Kadosh is referring to the Oyer HaSoivev, the one that hovers over, so therefore, the first Kadosh, the main Kadosh, is what? It's referring to something that hovers over. What does it hover over? It hovers over Keser, which is above Chachma. Because as we know, that Chachma is the beginning of the flow from one level to the next level. And that's why the Keser of Zer Ampin of Zav, the six Midos, and the Keser of Malchus is also called Kadosh. Why? Because even though that you have Keser on different levels, and Keser, first speak, higher than Chachma, and Keser higher than Zoh, and Keser higher than Malchus, but even though they're connected to the internal spheres, but the fact is, Keser, the way Keser flows down, it's not like in Kabbalah there's a term called Ila Ba'olol, cause and effect. In other words, when you have a cause and effect, so the cause is disconnected from the effect. The cause is the cause, the effect is the effect. The effect was a product that comes that's not the same as the cause. However, when it comes to Keser, all the crowns are connected to one to another. So in other words, so even after Keser comes down from being the highest level, and it's a Keser, it's a crown only for Zoh, or only for Malchus, but nevertheless, it still remains on the level of Makif, which basically means it's the same level, the same quality of energy like the Keser of higher than Chachma. So therefore, so Keser, as we said, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh are the three levels of Keser. Keser above Chachma, Keser above Zoh, Keser above Malchus, and Kadosh is makif, and keser is also makif. So even the keser that comes down for Zoh and for Malchus, it's still makif. And that's the connection between Kadosh and keser on all three levels. And based on what Rebbe says, that's what we see, that the Altar explains in the Chassidic Discourse, that the three times where it says Kadosh, it's also different on their levels. In other words, that the keser, as we said, is the first keser is the keser which is above Chachma, the second keser is above Zah, and the third one is above Malchus, which also explains the different levels of them. In other words, what did we learn before? The first Kadosh is Milmata Lamaila, which means we're yearning to cleave to Hashem. And the second two Kadosh is Lamaila Lamanta, we're bringing down godliness into the world, either through what? Either through Torah or through Mitzvahs. And what's the connection? Rebbe explains like this. Soivei, when something hovers over, which is the same idea as Keser. So what does Soivei mean? It's totally disconnected. It's not something we can connect to in a personal way. Chachma, we connect to we use our intellect to comprehend it. Emotions, we use our emotions to connect it. On the other hand, Keser, it's beyond us. It's above us. So therefore, because it's above us, what's the experience? When you're experiencing Chachma, you're understanding it. That's an internal midah. It's pneumius. An emotion, you're feeling it. But when you're dealing with something which is above you, the only thing you have is a yearning for it. So Keser is something that we yearn to. In other words, we want to yearn to a higher level. What is it? What does it feel like? We can't explain it. We can't describe it because it's above. Now, what happens then is when therefore, since the highest level of Keser is we're yearning to it, that's why it's Milmata Lamaila, because we're yearning to go to the higher level. We want to be connected to the Kadosh. We want to be connected to the highest level of Hashem. However, when Keser comes down to be a Keser for Zah, for the six Midos, or Keser for Malchus, so what happens is Keser leaves, so to speak, from the highest level, and it comes down into this world to draw down, connected to Zah, to the six Midos, to connect to Malchus, and that's why the second two levels is when Torah and Mitzvahs bring down godliness into this world. In other words, so when it comes to the second two levels of Kadosh, the second and the third level. In other words, what's the difference? Wait, the difference is that the way it's bringing down godliness into the world through Torah and Mitzvahs. So, in other words, what happens like this. What happens with the second level of Keser? The first level, it's above. So it's Milmata Lamaila. Well, you're need to cleave to Hashem. What happens with the second level? That's the way Keser is connected to Zah. Now, when we refer to Zah, the six Midas, what are we referring to? Which world are we referring to? We're referring to Zah, the six Midas, where it's in the world of Atzilus. In other words, how does it come down into the world? How do you bring it down? It comes down through Torah. So if you want to bring down Zah into this world, Keser of Zah into this world, you bring down by learning Torah. However, when it comes to the third Kadosh, which is Keser, which is connected to Malchus, now we know Malchus is the source already of the next world. And how do you draw that down? You draw that down by doing mitzvahs. So in other words, to recap, what the Rebbe is saying is like this, a little Kabbalistic stuff. And the Rebbe says as follows. There's three levels. There's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What does Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh refer? One is referring to Keser of the higher than Chachma. The second level is Keser of Zah, and the third level is Keser of Malchus. Now, all the Keser is really Makif, but the difference is in the first Keser, which is totally above Chachma, we can't connect to it, so we yearn for it, and that's like the first level of. Now, as I've explained before, that the first level is Milmata Lamaila. We're yearning to come close to Hashem. The second level already is the way Keser comes down to Zah, and the way Keser comes down to Malchus. So that's just like Milmaid Lamata with Torah and Mitzvahs come down into this world. Rebbe continues on to explain as follows. He says, to explain this idea, he says, this is what really we find in the Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says we had the three verses, the three words, Kadosh and the prophet Isaiah. So he gives an analogy to understand what the three levels of Kadosh is. So he gives a mashal, he gives a parable for a country that they went ahead and they made three beautiful crowns for the king. They came to the king and they presented him with three beautiful crowns. Now the fact is like this, a king, as great as he may be, and he has three crowns, he can only put one on his head. He can't put three on his head. He can put one on. So what is he doing with three? So the analogy is that when they brought three crowns to the king, so what did the king do? He took one of them and he put it on his head. He has two more. So he called in two of his children and he put one crown on one child and the other crown on the other child. That's the parable. So the Medrash says like this. The same thing also. When we crown Hashem, we say Kadosh, 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 which means we're delivering Hashem three crowns. What does Hashem do? So one crown he puts on his head, and two of them he puts on his shoulder. This is what the Medrash says. And the Medrash says, this is what the verse says. So before we get into this, I want to clarify so we'll know what we're referring to. In last week's Torah portion, Parashas Kedoshim, there's two verses that use the term Kadosh. So you have in the beginning of the Torah portion, it says as follows, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy, referring to us, we should be holy, Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am a holy Hashem. Later on, in Parashas Kedoshim, in the fourth and the fifth Aliyah, it says as follows, V'skadishtem, you should be holy, V'yisem Kedoshim, and you'll be holy. So again, you have, in this week's Torah portion, the verse that we're discussing, telling about Kadosh, but then you have in Parashas Kedoshim, again, the first right in the beginning of the Parasha, where it says, Kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy, ki Kadosh ani. And then it says, V'yiskadishtem, you'll be holy, V'yisim Kedoshim. That's in last week's Torah portion. So the Medrash says, this three crowns, where it says in the prophet Isaiah, Kadosh, 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 and the analogy that the Medrash gives is someone gave a king three crowns, one he put on his head and two on each of his two children. The same thing also, when we say Kadosh, 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 Hashem puts one on his own head and two he puts on his children. And the Medrash brings the verses from last week's portion where it says, Kadishtem, the first verse, Kadoshani. So it uses Kadoshani, half the one Kedusha of that verse, and Miskadishtem, Isim Kadoshim, the two other Kadosh, which says later on in the Parsha. In other words, so what does that mean practically? So the Kad, so there's three words of Kadosh. So where it says Kadoshani, I am holy, that's the crown that he put on his head. And after, that's the one he put on his head. And then when it says, V'yiskadishtem, you should be holy, V'yisim kadoshim, you'll be holy, two words. So those are the two crowns that he put on his children. That's what it says in the Medrash. So Rebbe says, to point out, that in the Medrash, in our parasha, it says, speak to the Jewish people, and tell them, kadoshim to you, you should be holy, V'yiskadishtem, V'yisim kadoshim. So it doesn't use ki kadosh ani as the first kadosh, but it actually uses kadoshim to you. In other words, this that he put the two crowns on the Jewish people, it's referring to kadoshim to you. That's one, which is said next to ki kadosh ani, v'yiskadishtem isim kadoshim, even though it's two words, but it's actually referring to one crown. So no, just to, it's a technical thing, but it's more than just technical. But the Medrash over here says like this. Just to recap. In the Medrash, where it says that there was, with the analogy of the three crowns, so it says like this. The first crown is Ki Kadosh Ani, that's when Hashem puts on his head. The two that he puts on the children, referring to the Jewish people, it comes from a different verse later on in Parashat Kedoshim, which says, V'yiskadishtem, V'yisim Kedoshim. That's where the two came for the Bnei Yisrael. But the Medrash over here says that no. In the verse where it says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani, so Kedoshim Tiyu is one crown. that went to the people, Ki Kadoshani goes to Hashem, and then the later one, Miskadishta, Misim Gaishin, the double expression is referring to the second crowd that goes on to the Jewish people. But nevertheless, in Likutei Torah, the Alter explains that the two crowns that he put onto the Jewish people is, it's from which verse? It's from V'hiskadishtem V'yisim K'doshim. Like it's like from the later one from the verse. He doesn't use the K'doshim where it says in the first verse, which is next to Kikadishani. That's not counted part of the crowns. So in other words, just what the Rebbe is saying is like this. One crown that Hashem picks, everyone agrees which verse is it. Kikadishani, that's the crown Hashem is taking for himself. The two that he puts on his children, so the Medrash says which verse is it referring to. One is from the Skadishem, from the same verse of Kikadishani, and the second one is from the verse that says Skadishem Isim Kadishim. The Alter says actually in Kutta Torah, no, that the two crowns comes from the Skadishem Isim Kadishim, and the Kadishim Tiyu, that's not counted. So the Alter says. In other words, it doesn't change the fact. There are three crowns. One is goes on Hashem's head. That's Milmatlamai, the highest crown. And the other two Hashem gives us. The question is whether it's coming from the two from the same verse, or one from the first verse and one from the second one. The Alter says it's coming from the two different verses. It's coming from the two from the same verse, and the other one's not counted. Why is that? The Rebbe explains as follows. It says in the Medrash, on the verse, Kedoshim to you. Hashem is telling us, Kedoshim to you, we should be holy. So, and then the verse says, Ki Kadoshani, because I am holy. So you might think, what is the verse saying? You should be holy. Why should you be holy? Because I am holy. So you think, oh my gosh, Hashem is creating the bar. I'm holy, and Kedoshim to you. You should be holy like me. So Yachal, you might think, Kamayini, Hashem wants us to reach the same holiness of Hashem. Talmud Leimas, imagine another relax. Ki Kadoshani. I am extremely holy. My holiness is always going to be so high, but still, no, you should be holy, not my level. So the Medrash translate the verse as follows: Kedoshim to you, you should be holy, but you might think you have to really get to my level. No, Kikadoshani, I'm on a very high level. You don't have to get to that highest level. So the Tzemach Tzedek, in his classical works on the Parshas, Kabbalistic works in the Parsha, in his book called Eira Torah, in the beginning of Parsha Kedoshim, says two words. Zetamua, it's a big wonder. That's what he says. In other words, the Medrash is a wonder, he says. What is it? What's the wonder? Let's define, what's the wonder? So Rebbe says, the initial thought is very simple. It's a wonder. Why would someone even think that we should be like the level of Hashem? We're finite, Hashem is infinite. So the simple understanding of when the Tzemach Tzedek is saying it's a wonder, he's saying it's like, why would the Medrash even think that we should be that level? He'd say, no, we don't have to be that level. Like, what? Where's that coming from? That's a simple way to look at it. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, in Likutei Torah, in Parshas Netzavim, from the Alter Rebbe, he says like this, that the holiness is referring to the Yisrusel Tata, when we do our part through doing mitzvahs. In other words, the holiness that we create in this world, that's the holiness that comes down into this world by doing mitzvahs. And the holiness of Hashem, which is higher than the holiness, so to speak, that we can achieve through doing a mitzvah, that comes down through idea of tshuva. So notice the Alter is saying a very, very revolutionary idea in Parshas and Seven. When we do a mitzvah, so in Kabbalah it's called Isrus L'Tata, so we draw down the level of Kadosh. What level of Kadosh? We draw down the level of Kedushas Chem, what we're able to achieve. We can only achieve so much. So by doing a mitzvah, we achieve so much. However, Ki Kadoshani, knows the holiness of Hashem, which is much higher than we can achieve, we can't achieve it. But nevertheless, Alter Rebbe says, guess what? You know that holiness you can't achieve? We can achieve it by doing tshuva. The tshuva has the power to bring down the holiness of Hashem himself. And that's why we all know that a Baal tshuva is a higher level than a tzaddik. Why? Because a tzaddik can't bring down Kadesh Ani, can't bring down the highest level of Kedusha. However, when a person does tshuva, when a person returns to Hashem, someone does soul searching, he says, you know, Hashem, I made a mistake, I botched up, I want to return to you. We have the power to draw down Kadesh Ani, the highest holiness, which is higher than our holiness. Like that also explains at length in the Kutei Torah. In other words, so seemingly, Rebbe says like this, the quality that a Baal Tshuva has over a tzaddik, because the fact is like this, a tzaddik also says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What's the first level of a tzaddik of Kadosh? Is also referring to Kadosh Ani Hashem as Kadosh, which is the higher than our Kedusha. In other words, the revelation of the first level of Kadosh by a righteous person, is where Hashem remains holy. But the yearning, the first Kadosh for a tzaddik is our yearning to go out from our physical constraints, and we want to reach the holiness of Hashem. So in other words, the first Kadosh for a tzaddik is, I'm finite, Hashem is infinite, and I'm yearning, I want to have that holiness, the infinite, I want to reach the level of Kadosh Ani. I can't reach it, but I want to reach it. Milmata l'mayla, like the first level of Kadosh for a tzaddik is I'm yearning to cleave to Hashem. What's the second level of Kadosh? And the third level, through Torah and mitzvahs, I can bring down Hashem into this world. When I learn Torah, we do mitzvahs, we bring Hashem down into this world. On the other hand, the Baal Tshuva can also bring down Hashem into this world. So what Rebbe is explaining is like this. The difference between a tzaddik and a Baal Tshuva is as follows. In the first Kaddish, that's the difference. By a tzaddik, the first Kaddish is we're cleaving to Hashem. We're finite, and we're trying to cleave to Hashem. A Baal Tshuva, on the other hand, actually draws down the Kadosh Ani, the infinite part of Hashem, into this world. In the second and third Kadosh, we're both equal. That through Torah and Mitzvahs, we bring down Hashem into this world. Rebbe asked, one second. We're talking about Kadosh Ani, the infinite part of Hashem. How could we, about tshuva, a finite human being, yes, he did tshuva and he repented and he transformed himself, but how can he still bring down Kadosh Ani to this world? We're saying this Kadosh from about tshuva brings down godliness. Now, how can he bring down godliness into the world? That's question number one. Deeper, Derba says, the fact is in Oira Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek, what does he say? Even the Kasal Kadaitach, means even the initial thought that we can be Kamoini, we can be like Hashem, is a wonder. So even the thought of reaching it is a wonder. Even the thought itself. But according to the Alter Rebbe in Kutei Torah, and literally where he actually comes at the end, he rules at the end, that when a person does tshuva, you reach the level of Kadosh Ani. So seemingly, the Alter Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek are saying two opposite things. The Altar, who is the grandfather, saying, no, through tshuva you can reach the highest level. You can bring Kadosh Ani into this world. And the Semach says, it's a wonder. How can you even think you can bring the holiness into the world? So Rebbe says, and he explains as follows. This that the Semach Tzedek said, that it's a wonder, what does he mean by that? What he means is, how do you wonder? How do you, like, wow, it's a wonder. What tool are you using? You're using your intellect. Which means intellect cannot grasp it. Intellect does not have the power to grasp that a Baal Tshuva can bring godliness down to the world. Even intellect on high, even godly intellect can't, not only human intellect, even godly intellect cannot comprehend how you can bring down the Kadosh Ani, the highest level, into the world. Why? Why not? Why can't we grasp it? Because very simple, Derek explains like this. Because according to Seder Hishtalsha, so the way things flow in the world of intellect and emotions through all the spheres, and matter of fact, who set up Seder Hishtalsha? Who set up the flow? Hashem set it up. That was the way Hashem set it up. So the way Hashem set things up is a creation is finite, Hashem is infinite, and therefore there's no comparison. There's no comparison between finite and infinite. Between a creation and the creator, there's no comparison. So since there's no comparison, how can you even think that we can be like Hashem? I mean, we're finite. Hashem's infinite. We're the creation. Hashem is the creator. What's the even the initial thought to think that we could be like Hashem? So that's based on that, that's what the Tanakh is saying. How can you even think that we can be like Hashem? How can you think we can be Kadosh Ani? How can you think we can bring Kadosh Ani into the world? That's intellect. However, when it comes to, and here's the key word, when it comes to Atzmus Ein Sof, the essence of the infinite light of Hashem, there's no limits there. In other words, Hashem made rules. But when it comes to the essence of the infinite Hashem, you can't tell Hashem what to do. When you're dealing with the essence of the infinite of Hashem, everything is possible. When you connect to the essence of the infinite Hashem, I'll say it again in Hebrew, Atzmus Eir Ein Sof, the essence of the infinite life, there's no limits, there's no boundaries. It's beyond, any limits or boundaries. Now, when a person, so how do you get there? Very simple, it says. When a person does tshuva, when a person repents, when a person has serious soul searching and you return to Hashem, you literally return to Hashem, where do you return to? What is tshuva? You're returning. Where are you returning to? You're returning to Atzmus Eir Ein Sof. When a person does tshuva, you're not operating logic, you're not operating emotions, because logic tells you don't do tshuva. The emotions say, why do it? Say where you are. But when a person does tshuva, you literally reach Atzmus Eir Ein Sof. You reach the essence of the infinite light of Hashem, which is higher than Chachma. Like we all know, the famous discussion in Talmud Yerushalmi, that they asked, Torah, what happens if somebody sins? So he said, you have to bring a sacrifice. Before that, they asked intellect, etc. But when they asked Hashem, what happens when somebody sins? What should you do? Hashem, the only one that says it's Hashem, not intellect, not Torah. What did Hashem say? Very simple. You did something wrong. Do tshuva. Return to your source, and you'll be atoned for. What does that mean? Return, and you'll be atoned for. Who can say that? Intellect says, no, you did something wrong. You punishment, death, etc. Torah says you got to have an atonement. You got to bring sacrifices. Hashem says, no, just return. That's not logic. Logic is you messed up, pay, suffer, depending on what you did. But Hashem, only Hashem can say something on this. Why? Because Hashem is above intellect, even above intellect of the Torah. So therefore, when a person does tshuva, yachol kamayni, yes, we can be like Hashem. By the power of tshuva is that it takes us to Atzmus Eir Ein Sof. And when you reach Atzmus Eir Ein Sof, yes, we can be like Hashem ki Kadosh Ani, and then we can bring down Kadosh Ani into the world. So based on this, Rebbe explains beautifully the verse that says, Kadoshim to you, you should be holy, ki Kadosh Ani, that Kadosh Ani is actually, because I'm holy, is the reason why you should be holy, why you could be holy. In other words, what Hashem is saying is, Kadoshim to you. You should be holy. What type of holiness? Ki Kadosh Ani, the same level like I am holy, that's the level you should be. You literally should be the same level of Hashem. How? And the answer is very simple. When a person does tshuva, when we repent, we literally reach Ki Kadosh Ani. And whoever brings down, there's a famous Kabbalistic translation of Yachol Kamoni, you think you can be like Hashem, not in a question, but it's actually saying it in the positive say, Yachol Kamoni, yes, you could be like me. And it's Kidoshim Tiyu, Hashem is saying to us, be holy. What type of holiness? Ki Kadosh Ani, just like me. How? Through tshuva. And yes, you could be like Hashem. Powerful insight. Literally, we have the power to be Ki Kadosh Ani. By what? By Kadoshim to you, by doing tshuva. Now the Rebbe explains as follows. The two explanations that we learned before about the two crowns that were placed on his children. So we learned before two explanations. One explanation is that the two crowns we learn from the verse v'yiskadish them v'yisim kadoshim from that verse. And also the other one is that we learned one from kadoshim to you and the other one from yiskadish them is connected to the two insights how you translate Yochel Kamoini. Whether Yochel Kamoini is a question, is it possible to be like Hashem? No. Or no, Yochel Kamoini, you could be like Hashem. In other words, according to the way we translate Yochel Kamoini, it's impossible to be like Hashem. We cannot reach that level. So the holiness of Kedoshim to you, we can't be like Hashem. So therefore, Kedoshim to you is going into the level, the lower level of holiness. With the crown that Hashem gave us. And therefore, Kedoshim to you is part of the crown that Hashem gave the Jewish people. And it was like this. According to the way we explain Yochel Kamoini, it's impossible to be like Hashem. So therefore, when it says Kedoshim to you, it's not like Hashem. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem is the highest level. And Kedoshim to you is now a lower level. Because Yochel Kamoini, we can't be like Hashem. So the first crown is Kedoshim to you. And the second crown is V'yiskadish to Mishim Kedoshim. But according to the other translation, that Yochel Kamoini, yes, we could be like Hashem. Kedoshim to you, you could be like the level of Hashem. So therefore, the holiness of Kedoshim to you is on what level of Kikadesh Ani? It's referring to the crown Hashem took for himself. So therefore, if we need two crowns, you can't use the word Kedoshim to you of the first verse. And that's what you have to use, V'yiskadishtem v'yisim Kedoshim, for the two crowns that he was given to the children. Now, so again, what the Rebbe is saying is this. Based on how you translate Yochel Kamoini, that's whether you can use the word, the Kedoshim to you as the crown he gave to the children. According to one, it's a question. Yes, a Kedoshim to you is actually the lower, it's the crown that he gave us, because we can't be like that. And therefore, this Kedoshim is the second crown. But according to the second opinion, Yochel Kamoini, we could be like Hashem. So Kedoshim to you is the crown that we could be, that's the higher level of crown. Therefore, the second two crowns, this comes from the second verse. Now, this is what it says in the Medrash. That the holiness of Kadosh Ani is the crown that Hashem took for himself. So even though that we're saying now that crown could come down into this world, what does it say in the Medrash? Kadoshim to you, Kadosh Ani, because I am holy, and we can't reach that level. It's the very highest level. But on the other hand, what are we saying? Kadosh Ani, we could reach that level. A Baal Teshuva can reach that level. But How can a Baal Teshuva reach that level? In other words, according to the insight that a Baal Teshuva can reach the level of Kikadesh Ani, but how can a Baal Teshuva reach that level? Shiva explains, and he says as follows. This that a Baal Teshuva, someone that returns to Hashem, reaches the level of Atzmus Ein Sof, it's not because the person reached that level. The person, humans can't reach such a high level. But it's deeper than that. When a person does tshuva, when a person returns to Hashem, so what happens then is you're actually revealing. You're not reaching a level. You're revealing the source of your soul, which is really one with the Atzmus, the Atzmus Hashem. So it goes like this. There's two ways to look at it. The one way you can look at it, oh, I'm reaching Hashem. No, humans can't reach Hashem. We're finding Hashem is infinite. That's not what a Baal Teshuva is accomplishing, that he's reaching Hashem. What he's doing is he's revealing the essence of a soul, and the essence of a soul is part of Hashem. What a Baal Teshuva is doing is he's revealing the essence of a soul, and the essence of a soul is part of Hashem. So in other words, even after that the crown that Hashem gave the Jewish people, it's still the crown that's under Hashem's head. Because the crown doesn't go over to his children. In other words, like this. Kedoshim to you. Hashem is saying we should reach the highest level. We can reach the level of Hashem is holy. But the fact is that crown's on Hashem. How can we bring that crown down here? And the answer is, it's not like we're bringing that crown. The crown is on Hashem. But what we're doing is we're revealing that we are part of Hashem. And when we're part of Hashem, then we're connected to that level. Now the Rebbe goes on to explain something very interesting. It says like this. What did we just learn? This powerful idea that we can draw down Kikadeshani, this that we said, my holiness is much higher, we can draw it down. Where does the Alter Rebbe explain this? It's explained in the Kabbalistic teachings of the Alter Rebbe in which Parsha and Parshas Nitzavim at length. However, in the Hasidic discourses in this Parsha, it's only mentioned like a hint, like in passing, but not directly. In other words, what's explained over here in these Hasidic discourses, the revelation of the first, the high level of Kadosh, it comes down milmata l'mayla. We're yearning for it. We want to cleave to Hashem, like the level of the tzaddik. But the level of where Baal Teshuva actually is connected to it, and that comes down to it, it's only in Parshas Nitzavim. Why? Because when do we learn Parshas Nitzavim? Parshas Nitzavim we're always studying before Rosh Hashanah. Now, we all know what happens before Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Elul. It's a time for tshuva. So over there, the energy of tshuva is strong. And that's why the Alter explains it at length over there in that Hasidic discourse. And especially, like the Alter explains in Likutei Torah, that the tshuva, the repentance of Atem Nitzav Mayon, which is referring to that Torah portion, all standing in front of Hashem, which the Alter explains, what does that mean, all standing in front of Hashem? That all the souls are elevated to the source of where they come from. You know, not only are we talking about the idea of tshuva, what happens through tshuva of Chodesh Elul, we go back to our source. So therefore, in the Hasidic discourse of Parshas of Nitzavim, it says clearly, black and white, that we have the power through tshuva to draw down the holiness which is higher than the holiness. We can draw it down to this world. Why? Because when the soul gets elevated to the source, what happens then is, then we have the power to draw down literally the crown that Hashem took for himself. We can draw down into this world. So you see, the power of tshuva is that literally the crown that Hashem puts on his name, on his head, when we connect our source to Hashem's source, and that source which is on Hashem is technically on us, and that's why we have the power to draw it down this world. However, the Chassidic discourses that we're reading now, we're learning now, we are right now, we know, between Pesach and Shavuot, which is the days of Sfiras Omer. We're counting the Omer. What's this, a spiritual work of Sfiras Omer? Not tshuva, we're totally jumping out. On the contrary, we go from one level to the next. Like we know, for example, Sfiras Omer, we count one day, we work on one Sfira, another attribute, etc. So therefore, the idea that we have the power to draw down the holiness which is above our holiness, it's true, we can do it through tshuva, but it's not the avoida now. And therefore it's only mentioned, so to speak, in passing, like in a code. Now, so that's, but if, since it's not the avoida now, why is it even mentioned that even like in passing or like in a side note? And therefore explains very simple. Because what's the idea of Sfiras Omer? Between Pesach and Shavuos, we're transforming our animal soul. And when a person transforms your animal soul, all sorts of type of a tshuva. Every single day, we work on chesed, gevura, and teferes. It's not the ultimate, but it is a process of tshuva. And Rebbe Anthony says that Parshas Emor, the Hasidic discourse that we're studying right now, we usually read Parshas Emor close to the Shabbos of Pesach Sheni. Like, Shabbos Emor is the 13th of Iyar, and Pesach Sheni is the next day. What Pesach Sheni? The whole idea of the second Pesach is tshuva, because we messed up in the first Pesach, and Hashem, we did tshuva, and Hashem gave us a second Pesach. And like it's explained at length in many other places, that the Pesach Rishon, the first Pesach, is the avodah, the work of tzaddikim, holy people. On the other hand, Pesach Sheni is the avodah of tshuva. So therefore, in the Chassidic discourse of Parsha Emor, it also mentions the idea that we have the power to draw down the Kedusha, the holiness which is higher than our Kedusha. Like we explained, Yochel Kamayni, we could be like Hashem. Not in a question, but we could be like Hashem. Why? Because Parashas Emor is close to Pesach Sheni, which is connected to Shuva, so therefore we can also bring down the highest level of Kikadesh Ani literally into this world, because it's connected to idea of Shuva. Obviously, it's a very, very powerful Chassidic discourse. We learned a lot of powerful ideas about Kedusha and holiness. But you see one thing, and I think it's really, really important, especially when Sfiras HaOmer, we're all trying to transform ourselves, that literally through tshuva, through repentance, we have the power to draw down the essence of the infinite light. And like Derek explains to me, it's not even we're drawing it down, because we're revealing ourselves. And in our essential self, we are all connected to the essence of Hashem, and therefore we have the power, when we're connected to the essence, to whatever even Hashem has, that powerful crown, we can bring down that crown to this world. So let's hope and pray that we draw down the godliness, the holiness of Hashem into this world, and God willing, next class will be Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.